الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. In the previous ayats we read, where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that everything Allah has created and Allah Ta'ala puts it on its course, and also that whatever Allah Ta'ala has created is for a specific purpose, and Allah Ta'ala makes it fulfill that purpose. Whatever the purpose and object of that creation of Allah Ta'ala is, Allah Ta'ala makes that thing that it fulfills that object. The sun has got its duty which Allah has put it, and the sun is fulfilling its duty all the time. The earth has got its duty which Allah has put, and it fulfills that duty all the time. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that the revelation of the Quran Sharif to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also got a specific purpose, and that the Quran Sharif will fulfill that purpose for which Allah Ta'ala has revealed it. And amongst the various purposes and objects for which Allah Ta'ala has sent down the Quran Sharif is that the Quran Sharif should be memorized, the meanings of it also should be learned, and what the correct meaning is, the words also. So Allah Ta'ala says, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. Albatta, hum parhayenge tujhko phir na bhulega. That we will teach you the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif was taught also gradually. Over a period of 23 years was the Quran Sharif revealed. It did not come like other heavenly kitabs, just as one kitab at one time. But it was revealed gradually, just like everything else. A little baby also has a purpose for which Allah has created it. But it reaches that purpose gradually, over a period of time, not just suddenly. Everything gradually it goes to its course. So Allah Ta'ala says that we will teach you the Quran Sharif, we will recite it to you, and you will remember it. فَلَا تَنْسَى. And you'll remember it in such a way that you will not forget at all. And it comes also in the Quran Sharif that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very keen that he must not forget one bit of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala informed him, you don't have to rush to learn it. It is our duty. We are going to put it in your heart, and you will learn it and you will know it thoroughly, such that you will never forget it again. In that way, Allah had put it in the Quran Sharif into the heart of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And even today we see that there are small, small children who memorize the whole Quran, and there are those that right through their whole life, they don't forget the Quran Sharif. One great Hafiz, Alim also, he has passed away. He was old and he was now not well also. But he says, I can forget everything else, but the Quran Sharif I can't forget. He remembers the Quran Sharif so thoroughly. So that is what Allah puts into a person, and then he remembers it. Allah says, you will never forget it. Illa ma sha Allah, magar jo chahe Allah. But that which Allah wants you to forget. This subject has come in the first supara already, which we have already dealt with in detail. And that is that Allah had revealed certain ayats, and the laws were for a certain time. And then Allah Ta'ala abrogated. Allah Ta'ala cancelled those laws again. So those ayats also. And Allah says, we made you forget them in such a way that you don't remember them at all. That was required for a certain period. That law was for a certain period. It was not required afterwards. And all the details of it which comes, all the discussions that we also had discussed here briefly, and in the kitabs we find the great detail of all that also, that those laws which are cancelled again. So Allah says, we will wipe it out from your mind also, and you won't remember them also. And this is also the great qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And similarly, it is come in the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala, when we say wa'afu anna in the dua, the meaning of it has been explained by ulama mufassireen that, oh Allah, destroy the evidence of our guna. So that when we read that, and if we read it with the meaning and take that not only does Allah forgive the gunas, Allah Ta'ala destroys the gunas, and Allah destroys the evidence of the gunas also. So a person must make sincere tawbah, and as Allah Ta'ala had revealed ayats and then cancel them, and Allah Ta'ala completely removed them even from the mind and heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran Sharif which Allah wanted must remain, that Quran Sharif is here with us, and it has remained, and it is in the hearts of millions of people in the world. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى. وہ جانتا ہے پکارنے کو اور جو چھپا ہوا ہے. Allah Ta'ala knows all that which is made known, and all that which is made which is hidden. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. From here also we understand that all our intentions Allah knows, and our actions also. We make an action, and other people can be deceived by our actions for what we are doing. But Allah knows what our intention is for doing that. Whatever we do, good or bad, Allah Ta'ala knows those intentions of ours. Allah Ta'ala knows our actions also which we are doing. Similarly, from this ayat, it is also understood that every person also, every creation of Allah Ta'ala, and then every person, and in people, every Muslim also, every mu'min, Allah Ta'ala knows his hidden potentialities. Everyone has got different potentialities. Everyone hasn't got the capability to do what anyone else is doing. Allah knows all what our potentials are, and then Allah knows what we are doing according to that potential. How much we can do, how much you expect from a grade 1 child, Allah knows what is in that child, and what is expected is he doing so much. And Allah Ta'ala knows what a grade 12 child can do, and is he doing what he must do according to a grade 12 child. Everyone who is in a college or university, well, how much can he do, and is he doing according to that? Allah Ta'ala knows all that also. So all of us, we all made Fajr, one Imam, one Namaz, two Rakat, everything the same. But every one of us got different capabilities of our concentration, of our devotion, of everything. And according to everyone's individual capabilities, Allah knows how our action was. Did we do how much we could concentrate? Did we concentrate so much or not? How much we could devote ourselves in namaz, in our lives, have we done that or not? Allah Ta'ala knows all that. And according to that, Allah will judge us and will give us our results according to us. It is not like a person who is in grade 1 and is given a grade 12 exam paper. That is not his capability. But his grade 1 test that he has to do, he can do that, has he succeeded in that. So every one of us also have got different latent potentialities, and Allah will test us according to that also. May Allah Ta'ala let us exert ourselves in deen also as we exert ourselves in dunya. We want to make our homes very nice. We want to make our shops very nice. Are we making our deen also very nice? That also we have to do. We have got that capability, and we must do it. Wa akhiru da'wana.